Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey.
Now,
this is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room and check in with everybody. Up first, he and Morgan battle it out in our elder versus millennial game. He's the elder. Producer Eddie is his name. Here he is, Eddie.
So my son's school does something cool. Every time they go to the nurse's office, they send an email to me and my wife. And so they tell us like what the visit was for, what they did. And I got one yesterday of my son. He said, it says that he went in there complaining of a neck injury.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, gosh. I start reading. I'm like, what is it? And then the description says he was playing football. He got face masked. And he's still hurting from that injury.
Oh, it was from like days before.
Yes, from Saturday. And so I'm thinking like, okay, this is my son totally telling the whole school like, yeah, man, I played football this weekend and got face masks.
My neck hurts from that.
I had to go to the nurse's office.
That hard play that I got.
Yes.
That's funny.
Because he's never complained about his neck until he goes to school to tell everyone that
he
plays
football.
Did you
ask him if his neck's okay?
Yeah. I asked him like, dude, so I saw you went to the nurse's office. Oh, yeah. I'm good, though. I'm like, do you need, we don't need to play Saturday if you don't want. He's like, no, I'm good.
That's funny. Moving on, he provides the show with the bonehead story of the day, so make sure to stick around a little longer. You can hear the one for today. Here's Lunchbox.
Guys, if you're worried about our job security, let me tell you, we are super famous in the country. The family and I went out to a pumpkin patch outside of town, you know, Halloween day. Spooky. He's got to get the pumpkins. And by the time we got out of the car and got to the front gate.
Are you bragging about people wanting to know?
No, I'm telling you, we are super famous in the country. Like, we are famous in the city limits. You're wondering, like, does anybody outside this?
Out in the country?
What are you? Yeah, we're confused.
Yeah.
Like the US of A?
Rural areas?
No, in rural aerials.
Aerials.
Yeah. So, like, once you leave the city limits, you're like, oh, do people still listen to us, like, outside?
I never thought.
And
like, do they even have radios out there, right?
Right. Yeah. Do they have radios? Yeah. Do they pay attention to us? I'm telling you, we are super famous out in the rural areas because 3 times in the parking lot, couldn't even get to the front gate, 3 people stopped me and wanted pictures. And so I was like, okay, let me know. Out here in the countryside, we are very famous and popular.
This is what I feel. You just wanted to tell this story so you could brag about people wanting to get a picture with you. That's your whole reason for telling the story.
No, literally it wasn't. Literally, I was just saying, you guys,
Don't worry about your job security.
Okay. We are good. People are still listening, even outside the city limits.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.
You keep saying city limits.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I went outside of the city limits.
Like,
yes.
Out in the country, past the city limits sign.
Yeah.
20 minutes south. That's where you went.
No, I went about 40 minutes north.
Oh, you went to... Oh.
Past the city limits.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a closer pumpkin patch. Thank you.
I was really worried about my job today, but Lunchbox, you really put those at ease.
So when you're trick-or-treating tonight, just think, man, we're safe, man. These people still love us.
Her kids' homework will occasionally provide her some wisdom. And she was recently blown away when she learned something new about our solar system. Here's Amy. Yes. What was that? The sun? The size of the sun?
Oh, yeah. That there's 1.3 million Earths can fit in the sun. That's the size of it.
That's big.
Yeah, I'm still blown away. Okay, go ahead.
Right. Okay, so I had a Tell Me Something Good story about school lunch debt getting paid off. And then you asked me to look around to see if I could find a school. I called some and they shockingly were like, we are good. We don't have any debt. And I was like, that's amazing. And then finally found a school that said, yeah, we accept donations. We keep the families, the names, everything private and have a benevolence fund that's set up. You can call and donate with a debit card over the phone or they will drive to you and pick up a check.
Wow. So how much did this school have in debt? Do they tell you what the number is or do they just say donate blindly and just hope it goes to a place?
I just was calling and like doing research and then thought
You didn't say how much is the bill right now at your school?
I don't know the bill. I don't remember.
Yeah, see, I need to see the accounting on that because...
Hold on, go ahead.
I'll call back. Okay. I just didn't want to give any... I didn't know what we were doing.
You still ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that. Just call back and ask.
So, but then what if they're like, are we donating something? What are we doing?
I don't know.
Just say you'll call back.
Just say, hey, I'm curious. How much debt is there? Thank you. And they tell you and they say, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Boom. Okay. Well, the benevolence fund, they also said gets used for various tests. Mm. Like if kids need to pay extra to have like a test taken,
so
they'll
cover. So it's not just lunch. That sounds like it's getting a little murky.
Yeah, it sounds like they're just using that money at their discretion.
I'm wading into the water and it's getting a little murky.
I bet you could earmark it lunch debt.
Now I got to earmark things.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but Amy on your side.
You find out what's up.
Okay, I'll find out.
I do like it that you called. I do like it that you called.
Yeah.
That's good.
And it's an encouragement to other people to like check the schools near them. And what a blessing that some don't have the debt, but some do.
If they take my money and they give it to a kid for the book fair, I'm about to be ticked. Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, for Halloween, a lot of kids dress up as him. Make sure you have the glasses with the dark rim. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Which, by the way, let me say this. For Halloween tonight, and maybe you'll see the pictures. They should be up tomorrow, I'm assuming. I am King Tidalin.
No. King Triton.
I thought you were saying King
Triton
Tut?
From Little Mermaid. Mm. Huh? Right?
Got it.
Is that
yes,
what you are?
That's who it is. I've never seen Little Mermaid, but King Triton apparently has a beard, big gray beard.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And
a crown.
Gray hair and a
Triton
stick with three points on it. And I have like pants with like fins on it.
Yeah, because you're a mermaid.
Hey, he's also shirtless.
Hold on. Excuse me.
I'm not going to be now.
What do you mean?
Tell me why you're being chilly. King Triton?
Because Caitlin's probably going to be Ariel.
No.
Mm-hmm. That would be weird because that's
her
dad.
Well, that's her dad, really.
Yeah, King Triton's her dad.
One of our friends. No, she's going to be Ursula.
Okay.
Who's that?
She's your enemy.
The octopus.
Yeah, the woman. So one of our friend's daughters, who's like six, we went out with them for Halloween last year, and I was Shaggy, and Caitlin was Velma, and she was Scooby. Her mom and dad and Caitlin and I are all characters from Little Mermaid.
Oh, that's cool. That'd be fun.
But I didn't know King Triton was. But yes, that's what we'll be doing. You guys do anything?
Taking my son trick-or-treating in my friend's neighborhood. She said they have the best candy.
I was going to ask why you go to a different neighborhood, but yeah, they have bigger houses over there.
I think it's just, it's close by so that way he can be with more friends and there's more houses, you know, more houses to hit.
Do kids still like terrorize stuff on Halloween or is that old?
Not my kids.
I'm sure it's some still.
Your kids are getting to that age where they should be doing it.
Yeah. Amy's son is too.
I hope he never, that never crosses his mind.
You mean like smashing pumpkins and like.
Like forking yards, like toilet paper in houses.
Yeah, what's innocent, forking yards? That sounds,
you don't know what forking yards is?
No.
Have you ever lived? I mean, you take plastic forks and you just stick them in the ground over.
All over.
And then they just got to.
And then when they pull them out, most of them break.
Yep.
Oh, that's terrible.
It sucks. It's terrible. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My husband recently started dieting, intermittent fasting, quitting alcohol, and quitting recreational smoking. Mm. In quotes. Everybody got that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All at once. He's looking great. I'm sure he's feeling better about his health.
but it has come at a cost. He's very irritable with me and the kids. He doesn't smile or give me sweet touches anymore.
Mm.
He's very transactional, and he seems to get annoyed at every little thing. At night, he watches his shows on his phone, or he goes straight to bed. I don't like him this way. How do I tell him that the healthy version of him is a jerk?
Mm.
Please help. Sign, sad wifey. Mm. This is what I'm going to say. You gotta sit with him for a little bit. His body's going through a whole lot of exclamation inside of it. And so it's freaking out because it's not getting what it's used to getting. He's not feeling like he's used to feeling. Sometimes you're sad. Sometimes you're happy. You're going through withdrawals when you don't even know you're going through withdrawals. And sometimes it's brain chemicals. It's not even like twitches. Or you just got to give him time because he will get back to that person. But it ain't right now. It's just going to take a minute. First of all, you should never quit all this stuff at once. Good for you. He's running freezing turkey, not even cold turkey.
Yeah.
Frozen turkey.
Yes. It's not even, you shouldn't do that because your body's going to react in a way where you're like, body's like, oh, so what's happening? I'm scared.
It's in shock.
Absolutely. But he has committed to this. And if he is staying committed, support him and you be committed to helping him get to the other side of it. Because quitting alcohol, quitting, I don't know about recreation.
Recreational smoking.
Even sugar. Like, that's hard.
Well, and then the intermittent food. Fasting can get you irritable, oof, too.
And your body's freaking out. And so the fact that he's not even, like, kicking holes in the wall, I'm surprised. Give him some time. You don't have to even say anything now. In, like, 2 weeks, check back in.
Hmm. You don't say anything? Like, hey.
Not yet.
You can't control it.
Not yet. Not yet. Let him live it for a minute.
Because when you're hangry, you can't.
It's not even hangry. It's your body's going through withdrawals.
No, I'm just saying I can relate to the hangry part. Yeah.
Maybe just be like, okay, get a recreational cigarette in real quick.
No,
you don't want to do that.
He's on a good track.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Change.
Sorry.
Don't want to do that.
I'm just trying.
Support.
You said he shouldn't have done it all at once.
But he's already done it all at once.
Okay.
So support.
Right.
And
he's got to regulate.
Amy, just give him a beer.
And then a couple, yeah, sneak some vodka in his. In a couple weeks, then you check in, but have some patience with him. If he really wants to be better, it's going to be difficult for everybody, but it'll be great for everyone in the end.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Okay, Eddie, what's the question here?
Well, someone lost their purse. Someone on the show. You want to guess who?
Well, the easy guess is Amy, if you go immediately to
right.
Somebody.
Amy, did you lose your purse?
It's profiling.
It's not profiling.
No, it's not profiling.
Amy, just
it's reputation.
Using, yeah, it's your history and us going, well, this scenario's happened before.
Years ago.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, not me.
You have your purse on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Morgan?
No, I don't typically bring a purse in.
Do you carry a purse normally?
Yeah. Well, I just, here I bring a little laptop case instead.
When do you use a purse, Morgan?
Like
when
at
go
home?
Out?
Yeah, when I go out.
I guess a bag. I don't even call it a purse.
Yeah, I what would you call it?
Like no, I'm talking about like a, that's a bag.
That's like a computer. Bag. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, even if I'm taking a purse out, it's a bag. That's what we ladies call it.
As the purse.
Okay. Abby? Did you lose your purse?
No.
Okay.
You find me all the time. It's okay. By me right now.
Thank you. What's your point, Eddie?
So, Bones, go ahead and tell him.
Oh, I lost my purse. So here's the thing. I keep a bag, but I just go, it's a purse. But
it's a purse.
The reason that I have now just decided to call it a purse is I was with Caitlin's grandmother and her mom, and Caitlin's mom says to her grandmother, hey, I think you forgot your purse when I'm walking out, but it was my bag.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That is.
I love the bag.
That's
I'm a big bag guy, though. I have lots of bags.
Grandma didn't take that easy.
No, she
you?
Was like, that ain't my purse. And I was like, it's mine. We were in North Carolina. It was me and Eddie and Andy Roddick, and we were at a coffee shop, and it was early in the morning, and I just left in the chair, and we drove off. And luckily, nobody stole it. And then I went back, couldn't find it.
Hmm.
Do you know why I couldn't find it? It's the same color as the chair. I couldn't see it.
Oh, blended in.
So Eddie's making fun of a handicap that I have.
Well, and what's funny is we're asking you, like, well, why do you have a purse? And you're like, oh, so I don't forget things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you forgot your purse.
But, mm-hmm, like, when you're going to a coffee shop, what's in your purse?
Yeah,
great
that's
question.
A good question.
Great question. Look, what's in the purse?
Yeah, come on.
I always like these when girls play them on, like, the internet. Okay, what's in my purse?
Wallet.
Boom.
What is it? The wallet's in your... Okay.
Wallet.
So
why would I keep it in my pants?
Why would you not have your wallet in your pocket?
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting down and it hurts my back if I'm sitting
your
on the
back.
Wallet
all day. Oh, okay, I get it.
My
it's
back.
Tilted.
That's yeah, because one think, side of your back is all jacked up.
I think they do say that's a thing for men.
What is that?
Deodorant.
Okay.
What in the world?
AirPods.
Oh, I thought it was floss.
More AirPods.
In case the first ones die.
Okay.
Gum?
Gum.
Electrolytes?
Yes, like a salt pack.
Yeah.
My keys usually, but I have them on my desk here.
Dude, you are a chick. This
what?
So sad.
Where's the
lipstick?
You
are a chick.
Anything else in here?
Where's your mascara?
But also, you forgot it.
And I have allergy medicine.
Oh, your meds.
Well, I would put that in my purse, too.
So that's what I have. That's what's in the purse.
Okay.
But it's a bag, and I love it. And I've never forgotten it ever, except for that one time. I couldn't see it. That's why.
No, but so now you've forgotten it. So now you fall into the category of forgetting things.
Oh, got him.
Yep.
You just want somebody on your team. I'm sorry. I'm not going to allow that. So what was your whole point with this bit?
Nah, I was just, you know, it's
you
funny.
You just wanted to say
it's
I had a purse.
Funny you lost your purse.
It is funny to call it a purse, too.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm telling you, you're missing out. Having a bag's awesome.
I'm good, dude.
I don't put anything in a pocket.
Hey.
My pockets don't exist for anything but my hands.
I put deodorant on this morning. I'm good.
No, but I have it in case you forget. You can say what you want. I love a bag. I've been a bag guy for like a year and a half.
Check it out. I got my wallet, too, in my pocket.
Yeah, it's in my pocket. It's not a big deal.
I've been a watch guy for like 2 years now. Ways that I think I've matured as a person and made things a little easier on me.
Okay.
You know you're jealous. Didn't Eddie walk in with a fanny pack when I was wearing fanny packs?
He did. He tried to be you. He tried to be you.
My sister got it for me for Christmas.
Yeah, and you should have thrown it right back at your sister and said, I don't wear this crap.
There's a couple bags I know that your wife is trying to not have you carry.
Amy, why would you sell his wife out? But I like it. Tell us more. But also, do you carry your phone in your bag or your pocket?
Well, I use it so much in my front pocket.
Oh.
Or my hand.
Weird.
I kind of just keep it in my hand.
Yeah.
I don't really put it in my pocket because I'm always 3 seconds from needing it. Because I needed to get on that Twitter and check it real quick. All right, Eddie, thank you for nothing.
Yeah, no problem.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there was an outdoor bagel shop. You had to go up to the stand and it wasn't raining. And then all of a sudden it was. And your wife, Caitlin, she was standing in line. I was back over by the tables.
Were you waiting for the bagels?
I was under an umbrella by the tables.
You say, lady, you get the bagels. I'll wait back here.
No. They had called the name. So she decided to go up there. And then they ended up taking a little bit longer. So Caitlin was stuck standing there and the rain started coming down. And this woman behind her had an umbrella. And she just took one step forward so that the umbrella would cover Caitlin's head. Caitlin didn't even, you know, realize right away because the woman was behind her. And then suddenly she didn't feel the rain and she looked up and it was so thoughtful. And I saw it too. The woman didn't even speak English. There was no way to like really communicate. She just noticed another human getting wet and stepped forward and covered her.
It's awesome. The picture you took too is good.
Yeah.
Because Caitlin doesn't even realize it yet because it just started like raining. And the woman's like, I got you as well.
Right.
That's so nice. It was cool.
Like,
yeah.
Such simple kindness. And it just reminded me of that quote of, you know, like if you look for kindness, you will find it. But and I feel like there's just a lot of heaviness in the world. So sometimes we start to just look for all of that. But there are still kindness and there's still good things.
How was the bagel?
Amazing.
Dry. Not wet.
Great point. And we have her to thank.
Right.
That's a personal tell me something good. Thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was tell me something good.
I'm going to give you a famous clip from a famous scary movie. You just have to name the scary movie. And we have a caller on, Bree in Denver. Hey, Bree, you're going to play for a $100 gift card to Sonic. Bree, now, the deal is
awesome.
You pick a show player here. And if they win this scary movie game, you win. They're representing you. Ooh.
Okay, deal.
You can pick anybody you want. Who would you like to represent you?
Is Morgan playing?
She can, yes.
I'll go with Morgan. I'm not sure.
That might have been the worst pick.
Well, what would have been funny is if she said, is Morgan playing? Yes. Well, I'm not picking her.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, Morgan, I just don't see you as a scary movie watcher because you're
none of us, really.
Right, so do you want to tell Brie it'd be smart not to go with you?
Yeah, Brie, I would say that I am not a great option because the last scary movie I watched was probably The Grudge.
Oh.
What is that?
I don't even know what that is. Oh, so maybe not Amy.
So, you know, Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie.
Oh,
that's
a good call. Okay, I'll go with Amy.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
No, she's stuck now.
What's the last scary movie you've seen, Amy?
However, or we can play Girls versus Boys.
So I saw the girls. One.
That's fine.
I like it.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Let's go, dude.
Boys rule, girls rule.
And if either one of you get it, it counts.
Got it.
Okay, we'll do 7 of these. All right, here we go. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan, why don't you go over here by Amy? That way you can just talk about it and give us one answer.
Okay.
And you two knuckleheads can talk about it.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I got it. 100%. You want to just see it?
Morgan, do you know what that is?
Oh. Okay. Is that not what you have? No, no.
I know, I get
no.
the name.
100%.
I get mixed up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it.
I got it.
All right, 5 seconds, guys. 3, 2.
1-0, boys.
All right, guys, need your answer down.
I have nothing.
Good.
Nothing, guys?
Yeah. All right. Guys?
We have Nightmare on Elm Street.
Girls?
We have Poltergeist.
It's a Nightmare on Elm Street.
Let's go!
Okay, okay. Oh, yeah.
That may be 7-0.
What do you say? Boys rule, what?
Yeah, boys rule, girls drool.
Mm-hmm. Here we go, number 2.
I want to tell you my secret now. I see dead people.
We're talking it over here.
I know what it is. I just can't think of it.
Oh, well, that doesn't work. Why is she mad at us, man?
I know.
You haven't seen it?
5 seconds.
Oh, my God, no, it's,
You can do it. You can do it.
But, I see dead people.
Amy, I need an answer.
Bruce Willis.
You say this.
Not Bruce Willis. Lunchbox
six,
Eddie.
Six cents.
Good. Pearl. All
right. Hey, Eddie, what's up? What are you
hey,
saying?
Hey, what's up? Hey, girls drool, boys rule.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, number 3, let's go.
Hello. Do you want to play a game?
Got it.
You know that?
Yep.
For sure?
Yep.
Hold on, let me.
And?
Hold on.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I think so.
Okay.
What do you have?
It's like a...
Okay, yeah. You're probably right.
Is there... Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Amy?
Saul.
Lunchbox?
Saul.
Good.
Yes.
Next up.
I would have gotten that wrong.
Takes me back to the 90s.
What?
Tim Allen, Home Improvement. Or...
No. No, I don't like your guess.
Were you Scooby-Doo and I was Home Improvement?
I was Scooby for sure.
Yeah, I was Tim Allen.
Play it again.
Here it is again.
I'm right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, we're ahead, so I'll let you have it.
What do you guys?
Because I would guess this.
I don't think that's a scary movie.
You want to guess that every time?
Is it Wizards of Waverly Place? Can you guess that for every?
Are these all like real scary or just?
You can't ask any questions.
Yeah, what?
It's just scary movies. All right, guys, I need an answer in 5 seconds.
I'll let you take this one.
And time. Let's go to the guys. Guys.
That's The Dark Knight.
That's incorrect. Eddie, what'd you have written down?
Well, I had Candyman.
Also not right.
Okay.
But Dark Knight would be it. Scary movie.
That's what I thought.
Some people find Heath Ledger pretty scary when he's that Joker.
I hear you. Some people find the Charlie and Chocolate Factory guy scary too, but not a scary movie.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Well, that's why Amy asked.
Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Amy, Morgan, your team answer.
Beetlejuice.
Mm-mm.
What is that? Oh, that's the clown.
The clown.
Pennywise.
Oh, yeah, I told you.
No, you didn't say that.
I said it could be it, and you were like, no.
All right, we have 3 left. Go ahead.
It's alive.
I got it.
You're going right to Eddie's wheelhouse with these black and white ones.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I have no idea. Okay, sure. That one is so old, I don't know.
The girls are having a whole chit-chat over here. It's like fellowship.
Talking about the game, really.
No, I don't either.
Oh, what outfit are you going to wear?
Well, that's pretty sexist. I was thinking it'd be like, hey, what can we do to make some more money?
Oh.
You know, how
oh,
can
oh,
we
oh,
yeah, like how
be a boss?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
We're girl bosses?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's definitely what we're talking about.
Not even girl boss, just bosses.
Just bosses. We're
talking about food insecurities.
Oh. Okay.
Well, that got awkward.
No, that's helping others.
Oh, it is?
Amy just put that on you, hilariously.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I thought they were talking about them.
Obviously.
Go ahead.
Wait, what?
You guys...
Go ahead.
We're in.
Girls.
Alive.
We're you dead. Think alive from It's Alive. Okay. Boys.
That is Frankenstein.
Correct.
Hey.
Oh, we
yeah,
knew.
Let's go. Boys okay. rule.
We knew it was old.
Yeah, exactly.
Boys.
There are 2 left.
Yeah, right up Eddie's alley.
Right, here you go.
Andy, no, please. We're friends to the end. Remember?
This is the end, friend.
Wow. That's my guess.
Scary movie clips. Here it is one more time.
Yeah.
And?
Andy, no, please. We're friends to the end.
What
Remember? This is the end, friend.
I get that.
All right, guys, I need an answer.
I don't mind that.
Boys?
I like that.
Boys?
Okay. We're gonna go with Scream.
Scream.
Okay. Girls?
Chucky.
Well, it's not called Chucky, but it is Child's Play.
You idiot! I have that!
You would have got that.
Dang.
Okay, so here's the deal.
I gotta be honest with you.
I thought it was called...
We missed it.
Yeah. He made me change my answer.
So the boys won this game.
Yeah.
Oh, shocking.
You know why? Because boys rule and girls drool.
Okay, Bree, here's the thing.
No, we already knew y'all would probably win.
Bree, I have a mini game.
Oh.
But you get to pick your team again. So it'll be three more movie clips, but now you get to repick your team. You can go with the boys or you can go with the girls.
She knows what's up.
You lost the first one, but we'll give you one more chance. Go ahead.
Yeah. the boys. I'm assuming it's scary movies.
That is correct. So, all scary movies, yes.
Okay.
I might not have said that. I said that, right?
You did.
Just making sure.
I don't know.
You did.
All right. Ready, everybody.
Yeah.
Ready. Yeah. All right. Get focused.
Three left. Go.
They're here.
One more time.
They're here.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Girls?
Poltergeist.
Guys?
Poltergeist.
Correct.
Wait, where is this coming from? How did...
Oh, you just needed the second game?
Yeah, you wanted to play Possum, and now you want to take her money? All right.
No, the other ones were old.
You're showing her.
Poltergeist isn't new?
Go.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Context clues.
Yeah. Thank you.
Boys?
The Exorcist.
Girls?
Exorcist.
Correct.
Oh, girls came to play second game.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't either.
Knew these ones.
Right, here we go.
All right.
Get out! Yo! Yeah! Yo! Shoot me! Get out!
Is that two?
We're in.
Is it? That you did? Yeah, we gotta go with it.
Get out! Yo! Yo, shoot me.
Okay, so?
Yeah,
we're
boys
in.
Boys rule, girls drool. We got it.
We got it.
Girls, what do you have?
Get out.
Boys?
Get out.
Correct. Well. Tiebreaker, sudden death. Buzz in with your name.
Oh, my. Okay, Morgan, if you know what first
But you can't talk
in.
To each other. Right. If you buzz in, you have to go. You cannot
got it.
Oh, yeah, of course. I would never do that.
Talk. Okay. Hey,
don't just jump in.
I wouldn't. Do we yell boys or do we yell our name?
Yeah, whatever you want. I would yell your name.
Okay.
Yell your name, and then you can't talk to your partner, okay?
All right.
Ready. And if they miss it, the other partner can also jump in after.
Oh, good, good.
That's cool. I like that.
I like that.
I know, I'm making it up as we go, guys.
I like that wrinkle. Okay.
And go.
I'm scared to close my eyes.
Lunchbox.
Blair Witch. The Blair Witch Project. That's it. It's
he
Blair
got
Witch
it.
Project.
That's it. He got
I
it.
I got it.
Okay, we're going to go.
Yeah! What happened to the radio station?
That's a mix-up. Remix.
Good job.
Hey, boys roll.
And girls drool.
Yeah.
Hey, Bree.
Mini round. Well, I'm glad we didn't win that one because I wanted her to win the money.
You seemed like you were trying hard, though.
We were.
Yeah. Bree, you won a $100 gift card to Sonic, so thank you for listening. But you have to say, since we let you cheat, you have to say their saying. Their slogan. Go ahead, Brie.
The boys?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to?
Yeah, you have to. I'm sorry.
How to say it?
You don't. Oh, gosh.
No, she does, or she doesn't get it.
Boys rule, girls rule.
All right, give her a prize there. Nice job.
Happy Halloween.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for... Well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my sleep number setting is 30. My sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. We have max another day or two of opening items from this pallet. We bought a pallet. This whole pallet was returned items. We went to a warehouse where they had all these Amazon returned items wrapped up, and they said, you can buy it for $500. We didn't know what was in it. So far, we think the best thing is this Hansgrohe Shower Rain Dance 300, which we think we can get $300 for it.
Woo! Rain Dance!
Our total investment was $87 each. There were six of us. $522 total dollars. As of right now, if everything is bought from a very conservative price, which I went low on them, we can do $920.
Say it again, Bobby.
Right now, that would be a profit of about $400.
Say it again, profit!
So, let's open four or five more items here.
Right.
Here we go. This is two and one.
Okay. Two and one.
We got two of the same thing.
Two of the same thing. It's long.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a big piece of plywood or a mirror.
Yeah. Oh, almost dropped it.
It's heavy,
lunch. Oh, it is heavy.
What do you
this
got
is a DMI folding bedboard, double, 48 by 60.
A double bedboard is going to go for
folding
$55 new.
So what? These are $55?
New. So we're going to go. They're all beat up in the boxes, though. We're going to go 25 each.
Wow.
So for $50.
I thought this was trash. Wow, that is great stuff.
Good news.
Yeah, let's do that rack.
Eddie is inside the box now. This box is
the metal rack. Oh, gosh.
6 feet tall.
Boy.
This one looks like a big mirror or something.
Clothes drying rack. Washington-er. Washington-er. W-A-S with dots above the A. C-H-E-S-T-A. Dots over the A. N-D-E-R. Washington-er.
Dutch.
I think it's German.
Okay, the song, song mix, clothes drying rack with That's bonus it. Sock clips. New, sells for $60.
What?
It's in the box.
It's in the box. It's still in the box. And this is in good shape box.
Conservatively, we're going to list it at $30. We're not going to list it. We're just going to guess.
Guys, oh my goodness.
Now, again, we're not listing it for $30, everybody, that's on me. It's I'm saying this is at least what we can get for it, so we don't shoot over. We shoot under.
This is incredible. We are on fire.
Okay, so there's $30 there.
Oh, yeah.
Something in the bag.
Dumb.
D-U-M-O-Y,
backwards L, upside down
oh,
L.
Oh, a smart weight fit hoop.
That's it.
That's it. That's it. We got one.
Dumoyi smart weighted fitness hoop.
Oh, this is probably $100.
If you were to buy it new, $20.
This is new.
It's new. It's in the bag.
Yeah, $10. That's not the real bag.
I mean, look at her. She looks pretty good.
That's a weird bag. $10.
Okay.
You can look
at one more item.
This is huge. This could be an iPhone. iPhone.
Oh my god, if that would be an
iPhone. It's wrapped.
What is that? Let me see. Let me just see the box. That's not an iPhone, but it does look interesting. It's wrapped.
Like index cards or something.
What is that?
This looks like it's straight off the rack.
This is straight off the rack.
Go ahead.
Guys.
It was returned on Amazon.
You can get your creep on with this. It's a camcorder.
Oh.
It's a camcorder. We just made a lot of money.
It's a small one, though. So it could be really expensive or crappy.
No, it's expensive. It's a Besticker 1920 by 1080 full HD.
Wow. The
high definition.
Is it a Besticker?
Besticker.
Portable digital video camcorder, HD max 16 megapixels.
Hey.
Give us the good news.
Let me film your reaction on your new camcorder.
If you were to order it new,
yeah,
$30.
For a camcorder?
Camera.
In this economy?
Like 1990.
I hear you. It's $30.
What has gone on? So, the society has gone downhill.
Has $10. Camera on their phone.
$10.
Oh, my goodness. Society.
So what do we do in that total money-wise? I'll add it to this.
That got depressing.
Yeah. So if we had 920.
Well.
I don't even know that we made $100 today, did we?
Yeah, we did. $1,020.
We made exactly $100 today. So $1,020.
Oof.
Still pretty good. We have one more set of stuff to do.
We have five more.
Man, I really thought camcorder was.
Five more.
Can you roll
items?
Out quickly with them?
Yeah. You want to go?
Let's go quick.
Let's go.
Wrap up the box and get this. This thing's disgusting. It's been here for a week. That's a pole.
Curtain rod.
That's a rod. Curtain
That's a
rod.
Kenny rod.
Goes brand new for $12.
Yeah. Well, this goes as much as a camcorder? That's so stupid.
So we'll go $5 on that
one. I
hate
my life.
Okay. This is high value.
High value.
Oh.
Cordless.
Wow. G2 Cordless Morningstar Mini Blind. Oh, yeah. Akam's family of home furnishing.
It's a blind set.
Brand new?
Yeah, ACHIM apostrophe S.
Brand
Akam.
New, $12. So $5.
What?
We have three items total left of the whole box.
Oh, Bobby may want to buy this.
Okay.
Is it
PEX?
No.
Okay.
This stuff. What Electrolytes. Gatorade.
Okay, you're not going to get anything for that. But let me see that.
Food and...
All right, and
this is the big one, boys.
One last thing.
Wait, here, let's just cut it.
This is it. It's big.
This is awesome.
It's awesome.
Oh, that could be good.
Oh, my
God. That could be good.
Yes. What is that?
I've had to buy those before. That's a Pelican case.
Yes.
Like it's
that is unbelievable.
Extra hard.
Yeah.
So you can travel with it. Like, yeah, put your equipment in there. No. Like, so it doesn't break.
No, it ain't going to break. It's Pelican, man.
No, I know, man. But I'm saying that's specifically what it's for.
1637.
Yeah, 1637.
It's a size large.
Okay, brand new.
Oh, this is brand new, baby.
I know, I'm about to tell you the brand new. What do you think that would go for?
Man.
Realistically.
I've not bought luggage since the Clinton administration, so I'd say about 200.
A Pelican.
I mean, suitcases have come a long way since I bought. I mean, mine's missing a wheel. Come on, dude. Give me some good news. Do I need to sit down for this?
If you were to get it new.
Oh, boy.
It's new.
It is new.
If you were to get it new.
Hey.
$350. So let's say, conservatively, we make it go more, but let's just do 200 on the sheet.
Yeah!
Okay.
Okay. That's
is that everything?
No, we got one more.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
It's like a clown car.
We got a big dog.
I thought that was a big dog.
You made sure that you looked at Pelican Air.
Okay.
Pelican.
Yeah, I'll just cut it. Here, just.
Eddie is going to throw his back out.
Oh, my.
That thing looks to be 70 pounds.
What do you want me to do?
Hurry.
Come out.
Help him.
Oh, what? Just come out.
Oh, no. The box is going to tip over.
What in the world?
Oh, I see it. The box is ripped open.
Yeah.
It's like rope. It's like really thick rope.
It is.
This is for all the sailors out there.
Yeah, manila rope safety precaution.
Manila rope safety precaution. That's thick rope.
It's a manila rope.
New, $27.
What?
So probably $10.
Dude.
Okay.
The shipping alone is going to be thousands.
Yeah. I mean.
So.
That is a heavy. Dude, we
crush overall, it. I think we're at about. $1,240.
Not bad.
I think we can get that from our $500 investment. Stage two, now it's time to start listing it.
Yeah, we got to figure that out.
But Lunchbox has a plan.
I do have a plan. I'll come to you tomorrow.
He'll come to us tomorrow. All right, nice job, everybody. It is fully unloaded. Woo! Nice job with the pallet.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Halloween.
Bones. Here's a voicemail from Mike, the truck driver.
I just want you guys to know that your show has just kept me going throughout the years. It got me through fighting cancer the last year and a half, but I'm finally back to work trying to dig out of this hole. Just saying thanks.
Appreciate that, Mike. Keep fighting. Good luck, buddy. Man, rooting for you over here. All right, here's the next one.
Hi, good morning, Courtney for Amy. Why don't vampires ever make friends? Because they're a pain in the neck. Happy Halloween.
And then here's one more.
Funny. I just have to say, please, please, please keep doing these blank slate games. I just listened to the Tuesday post show, and I am literally dying laughing. I look like a complete idiot in my car. Oh, my God. I am dying. That was hilarious. I have never laughed so hard in my life. So thank you for that.
We're kind of letting the room calm down a bit. But, yeah, we've had a whole blank slate tournament. It got a little contentious. Mm-hmm. Very competitive.
Yeah.
A little mean. But you can hear it. It's still up on the post show from last week. But we love blank slate. And if that doesn't prove it, I don't know what will. But check it out. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A Halloween poll shows America's top phobias. Now, there's a number one phobia in 20 different states. Everyone basically is scared of this.
Republicans, Democrats.
That's funny. Ooh,
that's really good.
Whatever state they're afraid of the other one.
Yeah. That's not on here, but no. That's a good one. Acrophobia, and that's the fear of heights.
That would be my main one, which is why they made me keep doing that crap on Breaking Bobby Bones, which is on Amazon. But it was like, let's torture Bobby. What's the highest place we can put him? Oh, sucks. What else?
Ophidophobia.
Fear of getting fit.
No, it's snakes. That one's for Lunchbox. There's also trypanophobia, which is fear of needles. Thanatophobia, fear of death. And
thanatophobia.
Then,
I'd be curious to know what that root is.
Phantom?
I thought you said than, like Thanos?
T-H-A-N.
Yeah. Oh, I heard
or than. It might be than or than.
Yeah.
Thanatophobia. But there's all these, you know, trypophobia, trypophobia, agoraphobia, and then there's social phobia.
Oh, that's called social phobia? Yes. I guess they ran out of
fear of social
root
situations.
Origins they could base it from. Okay, what else?
Okay, there's always a debate this time of year, and it's if Halloween should just move to the last Saturday of the month. And back in the day, like, I don't know, a handful of years ago, they did a petition on change.org, and it got tons and tons of signatures, but then nothing ever happened with it.
So if, first of all, Thanksgiving greater than or less than Halloween?
Greater than.
Right. In how heavy the holidays are, right?
Yeah.
Prioritization. Thanksgiving moves. It's always on a Thursday. It's not attached to a single day. Halloween's a joke holiday. It's fun, but we don't really care that much. It's goofy a little bit. It's not assigned. It shouldn't be assigned to just a day.
Yeah.
Like in the history of, I don't know, pagan holidays, it's not the 31st doesn't mean something. We've just inserted it there. So for the sake of everybody on this made-up holiday anyway, we should just put it on a Friday or a Saturday.
We should. It would be so much easier on parents for trick-or-treating and not being tired the next day and getting your kids up for school. And yeah, Thanksgiving's always the third Thursday in November. Memorial Day is the last Monday in May. Things like that.
And both are more important than Halloween.
Labor Day, the first Monday in September.
Don't really get that one, but still, Memorial Day I get and Thanksgiving I get.
Yeah.
Like Labor Day, I understand, but it's not like I have like any emotion.
Yeah.
Like a... Labor, man.
It's just a good day to get off.
It's just like, don't work.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
Luke Bryan says he judges his neighbors by their Halloween candy.
You can find out a lot about your neighbors by what kind of candy they put out. Well, like full bars of Snicker bars, that's what, you know, Reese cups, you know, stuff like that. The old chocolate popcorn ball of stuff, that's no good either. So like dots, you get dots like one time a year and they pull your teeth.
Two things. One, I don't want to eat anything somebody's made in their house.
Oh, like no homemade treats?
Like you talked about the popcorn bowl. Yeah, I don't want to eat anything made in the house because I don't know what they made it with. And then two, I wonder if you could actually get to Luke Bryan's door to knock and get candy.
Ooh, Lunchbox that's a good should question. Try.
Yeah, you should try.
I don't think he knows where Luke lives.
Yeah, guys.
We can figure that out and then Lunchbox Bobby can go just try. Tell me?
I would never tell Lunchbox where Luke lives. And also, it's like these celebrities are like, yeah, this is the kind of candy, but you can't even, can you get to their door even? Or do you get up to their security gate at the guard with the... You know,
there's no chance you can get there. No chance they're handing out candy on Halloween.
Can you hit the button at the gate and be like, trick or treat?
I don't know if they have a button or not. Oh, but you man. Probably, that would be hilarious. All right, Amy, thank you.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Brendan Daly of Merrimack, New Hampshire, wanted to do a walk for charity, and he did it. 360 miles from Maine all the way down to New Hampshire. He did the walk. He even fractured his foot. And while he's doing this, he kind of did what I did. You know, you stream on Facebook or whatever, and you make money. He raised $3,000 for a charity called Harmony Hope Ministry. It's a charity that helps homeless people with addiction problems like that. And so he raised that money, fractured his foot, and now he wants to write a book about it.
That foot fracture while walking has to be terrible.
Yeah.
Because you didn't break your foot. You were just hurting.
No, I would just kind of like limp a lot because
old.
Everything just hurt.
Yeah, old.
All my bones. And then I would do ice baths every time I got to like a city.
So you were walking from West Virginia
down to Tennessee.
And you made how much money?
Man, I'm like $400,000.
How much does this guy make?
$3,000.
Well, the guy didn't have
the
platform that we have.
Totally.
And how far did he walk?
Who?
Eddie.
I walked a little under 100 miles.
And this guy walked how far?
360. Well, what's your point?
I'm just saying, that guy's a lot more impressive.
So he should make more money?
Yeah.
I mean...
Or Eddie should make less.
I think he could have had a car wash, that dude, and made more money for the charity than walking 300-something miles.
But he's going to write a book about his experience,
that's
I'm
awesome.
Sure, along the way. Which he met people.
Yeah, so good I'm thinking, like, should I write a book?
Oh, my God. That's what you're thinking from this?
No.
Okay, it's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Japanese researchers have unveiled a revolutionary device capable of recording and playing back dreams.
Whoa.
By integrating brain imaging techniques with sophisticated algorithms, scientists have made significant strides in decoding the visual content of dreams, leading to the creation of a device capable of rendering dreams in a video sequence. This is a terrible idea.
Why?
Because if you can see it, that means your wife's going to want to see it too.
Oh, those kind of dreams.
And that means your husband's going to want to see it too. Or your parents are going to want to see it too.
I don't have those kind of dreams a lot though.
It doesn't have to be that kind of dream. It can be any dream at all. But our dreams are our safe place.
It's our. It belongs to us.
Yes.
I had a dream.
And we can't control them.
That's what's weird.
That's what's weird.
Yeah.
You would get in trouble and you didn't even do anything. What, Amy?
I had a dream. We were interviewing a new up-and-coming artist. Don't even know who they were. Just young country male artist. And I had a microphone up and something came up about my age or whatever. And he
saxophone
was like,
starts.
He goes, yeah, no,
oh.
No. He was like, yeah, I wasn't going to think that until I saw your hands. And I was like, and I looked down and my hands were like 150 years old. That was my dream.
That's interesting.
So, I mean, record me.
That's an easy one to figure out. She's just worried about her age.
No, I mean, I'm really not. Yeah. I mean,
or
I guess
she was interested in a younger artist and she's worried he's going to think she's too old.
Which, again, is her worried about her age.
Oh, subconsciously, it's going to be something, but.
Yeah, this is great and stuff, but not for me. I don't even want to have the option to look at it because then other people can look at it. Then they can hack it. Instill our dreams and then play them on the Jumbotron and everybody laughs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Because I keep dreaming, I look down and there's no wiener in there.
That's a funny one. What's the root behind that one, though?
I don't know.
Figure it out.
That's from News 24 Online. What?
We could look it up.
Yeah, let's not. Okay, let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What's a zombie's favorite band?
Dead
Hot Chili Peppers. No? You don't like it?
I mean, it works.
I was dang. Let me do another one.
That's good. Yeah. That's Halloween.
That's the final Halloween one.
That was the morning corny.
How does a ghost get its girlfriend's attention?
How does a ghost get its girlfriend's attention?
Hey, boo.
Hey, boo. That's okay.
Golly. That was the morning corny.
Tough crowd.
Yeah.
Tough crowd.
It's tough. Do you think things can be haunted?
I mean, I don't think so, but there's a tiny percentage, so hey, might as well can't be too safe, you know?
I felt that.
Right, yeah. It's like I don't, but maybe.
It's how I am with superstitions. I'm not superstitious, but just in case.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, do you think things can be haunted?
Yes, things can be haunted. There can be ghosts, there can be spirits. It's all real.
Would you drink haunted wine?
Ooh.
19 crimes revealed where they have aged wine in a coffin.
Oh, man.
That's cool.
Oh, that's cool. But it's also like, are they going to haunt you or are they going to give you good things for like...
Oh, you mean the ghost?
Yeah.
Was it aged with a body in it or just a coffin?
I saw the coffin. I'm not sure if they took a body out of it, but or they just put it in a coffin.
Right, because if it's just a coffin, I mean, what's the difference?
But they're saying that this wine is haunted. But let's say it's not even this scenario. But that's a haunted wine drink. And the person who had it to drink was this serial killer, and he said it consumed him.
Whoa.
No way.
That's crazy.
Would you drink that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I would.
Just because I want to know.
But you don't believe it's going to affect you?
Well, I don't know. But I mean, like, if something bad happens
to
me,
why would you risk it?
Well, just someone stay with me. Like, you know, if it makes me want to kill someone, just stay with me and stop.
And don't let me.
Oh, like be your DD or your...
Yeah, exactly.
So they took this coffin, and they put all the wine in it, and they buried it in the cemetery for a long time.
Whoa.
That's what it is. They literally put it underground in it with a bunch of dead people. Now, do you feel like you would drink that? I feel like there's no difference.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal.
But would you drink John Wayne Gacy's half drink bottle of wine?
Who is that?
Serial killer, clown, killed all the people.
Yeah. And he claims that he drank the wine and then killed all the people? Yeah, I still drink it.
I drink it.
No!
Is it because you guys just want to drink?
Why not? It's free, right?
Weirdest thing that's ever happened to you. Let's talk about this. Who has one?
I got one.
Go ahead.
When I was in high school, me and my buddies, like five of us, had CB radios in our cars, and we would communicate. Well, George Strait was playing a concert in Kingsville, Texas. It's 1997. And one of my buddies said, I'll drive. So we drive in his car. It's like a baby blue Geo Tracker. And we're driving. He's got the CB on. We didn't use it all night. And it was probably around midnight. We were getting back to our hotel. And out of nowhere, the CB goes, I see you guys. We're like, what? Who said that? We go to the CB, turn it up. I see you, Blue Tracker.
No.
Dude, just like that. And we're like, oh my gosh. And I got chills right now just talking about this again. And we were parked at a red light by a car wash. He goes, that's right. I'm at the car wash and I see you. And we're like, we look over to the car wash. There's nothing there. No cars, nothing. And we've sped so fast to our hotel room or whatever. And we never saw a car or anything. He says, I'm following you. And then we got into our room, locked the doors. Don't know what happened. Don't know who that was. Never found out. That's crazy.
It's crazy. It's probably somebody messing with you, but it's still funny.
But we never saw the car.
And there was nobody at the car wash?
Nowhere.
If I were a kid, I'd be scared too. Heck, if I were an adult, I'd be scared if that happened.
We were frightened.
But I don't think it was a monster or anything.
I don't know, man. It could be a spooky CB radio monster.
I didn't think about that.
He lives in the radio.
Lunchbox.
I was like 11 or 12, and we were in the neighborhood out doing our thing, throwing stuff at cars, and there was this white van. And it starts chasing us, and we're running. Oh, the white van. And then we get to one point in the neighborhood, and we're walking across this creek, and there's a bridge. And there's two girls on the other side of the street. Never seen these girls in my life. And I knew everyone in our neighborhood. And they looked like they were carrying school books. And it was like 10 o'clock at night. And the white van comes. And at the same exact time as us, they yell, oh, crap, it's the white van. And we ran. And they ran. Never saw them again. I mean, like, what were they doing carrying school books? Who were they? And why was the white van after them, too? Ugh.
That's kind of weird.
And you never saw them again.
Ever again.
And you knew everybody from your town.
It was my neighborhood. I knew everybody in my neighborhood.
What do you think it was?
Like, is it girls that used to live in the neighborhood and they're like, it was their ghosts? Like, literally? I have no
idea.
Was
your neighborhood built on a cemetery?
Well, had anyone been abducted in your neighborhood by a white van?
Not that I know of. But I mean, when we said, oh, blank, the white van at the exact same time. Woo!
You and the girls.
Yes, my group and the girls.
Well, we already know you see ghosts because a ghost locked you in the closet.
I'm surprised that wasn't your story.
Right.
No. That is explainable. That one, the white van, is not explainable.
What's the explainable one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that house had a pool, and there was a four-year-old boy that the previous owners that the boy drowned in the pool.
And so you were walking.
I was getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and I was walking down the hall, and the ghost pushed me in the closet, and it got really cold in the closet, and I couldn't open the door.
You sure wasn't your buddy's dad?
I promise.
Okay.
And when we'd be there after school.
No Teeth Keith, was he around?
No, he wasn't there. Okay. But when we'd be there after school, you could see footprints on the stairs.
What do you mean?
Like you would see indentions in the carpet, and the door would unlock when we were just sitting on the couch.
Like you would hear it?
Yeah.
And you think, can a four-year-old unlock a door?
Yeah.
And how big were the feet?
It was just like you would see the carpet indent. Like it wasn't.
You would see it indent with nothing on.
I don't believe that.
Oh, my
gosh. Okay, Amy, do you have anything? If you don't, that's okay.
I don't.
Okay, Morgan?
Yeah, I do. So I got a notification for my Ring camera that, like, something was out there. So I go to my front door, and I see up in the sky, and something is flashing. And it's slowly moving across the sky, and then it just shoots off, and it's gone. And I still, to this day, have no idea what it was. People told me it was the, like, International Space Station, but I looked. It was not by my house at that time. Like, it would have not been in my area at that time.
So you think it possibly was a...
alien.
Got it.
You saw it with your own eyes.
I think they were checking me out, like making sure I was on their side. I wasn't going to do anything about it.
Hey, Scuba Steve, you have a lot of stories about ghosts and stuff.
So I was leaving work one day super early in the morning. I used to live in San Francisco on Nob Hill, which historically that's where people died. Like there was a big great fire, the earthquake and all that. And so I lived in this building from like 1906. And one day I was leaving work, having a great day, in a good mood. I get in my vehicle, and as I'm sitting in my car, I feel this like rush of sadness and just dark energy just all over me. And I was like, what's going on? And then my whole drive to work, I'm crying. And I can't even, I'm looking in the mirror like, why am I crying? I was in a great mood. I don't understand why I'm feeling this way. And the second I open the car door at work, I feel this rush of like, just like something released from my body. The tears sucked back up in my eyes. I wasn't crying anymore. And whatever it was that took, I guess, hold of my body was, I think, trying to get out of that building. And I was the vessel to remove it from that place and let it off into the atmosphere.
And you hadn't been partaking in
recreational.
I know where you're going to on this one. No, that morning I was stone cold sober.
Okay.
Going to work.
Well, can't explain it.
Scuba, tell them about Nate's bar.
Oh, Nate's bar? Oh, which one? What happened there?
Oh, where it was a party, and then the next time you went, there was nothing.
Oh, yeah. But I think that was just, it was closed that day. Yeah.
Okay. All right, maybe so.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Have a happy Halloween.
Bones.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. He wasn't calling for free tickets, but Toby called us like 2 weeks or so ago and was like, man, tickets are really expensive to concerts. And he was talking about Morgan Wallen. I want to play a bit of that call from a couple weeks ago.
I was looking into surprising my wife with Morgan Wallen tickets at Houston. And for average seats, you know, they were like almost $2,000.
Together.
Together. Yeah. I just don't see. I feel like for $2,000, I could do a lot more stuff with $2,000 than buying concert tickets. I just wanted to get the opinions on what you guys would pay for concert tickets and what's too much.
It's all relative. If it's super special to you guys and you have it, go for it. What show is it? That could also depend on. Like, where is it?
The Minute Maid Park. It was a redo from.
Oh, the Astros.
Houston. Last year. Astros, yeah.
Okay, what if I could just get you some seats? I don't know if they're going to be that good, but I could probably just call Morgan and get some crappy seats for free. I mean, would you want to go do that?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, so here we are. I got him. I got Toby back on the phone. I'll listen to that back. I mean, there's no way I'm paying $2,000 for tickets. I don't care what the event is. And I'm like, it's relative. If you're a billionaire, you get what? Still, it's a lot. But, all right, we got Toby on the phone now. It took me a minute because I've been in and out of town, but I do have you a pair of tickets.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate it so much.
Mm-hmm. I know I've been a little bit because it was like 2 weeks ago or so when we talked to you. And so I got you a pair of tickets. I don't know where they are. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know anything about it. I just called over. I was like, Morgan, I get a pair of tickets. And then I didn't hear anything for a while, and then I kept returning calls, and nobody would answer. Finally,
man, it's hard to
like, work. He like got him taken care of, so we're going to get you these tickets, Toby. I appreciate you calling us when you did and talking about it with us, and so you don't have to spend your hard-earned money on this. Just be sure to take your girl somewhere nice. Have a nice dinner, okay?
Absolutely, man. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. And call us after the concert, too, and let me know where the seats are.
For sure.
They might be. I don't know. Yeah. They might be in the back in the old nosebleeds. I don't know. I doubt they're going to be, but I didn't really. Beggars can't be choosers. I can't really 100%. Demand front row seats if I'm like, please give me free tickets for my boy Toby. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Okay, I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, Toby's fine either way.
Okay. So Ray, we'll put him on hold, get his information.
Yep.
And we'll get him set up with these tickets. Toby, appreciate you, buddy.
I want everybody's opinion. Is there a certain age that you need to stop dressing up for Halloween? I want to hear y'all's perspective on it. Let's hear it live on the air. Bobby Bones, shut.
You got it, buddy. No. There's no age. I think it's situational, meaning You're a kid, dress Halloween all you want. If you're 53 and you're just hanging out at the house alone.
That's weird.
Unless you're giving out candy. Even then, that's okay.
By yourself?
I don't think there's an age. I'm just going to say no. There's no age limit on dressing up. You just do you.
Well, and then if you're going to a party, of course.
Sure.
Right?
Don't be the one that doesn't dress up at a party, like Scuba Steve, who thought he was too adult to dress up.
It's just not for me. Like you said, it's situational.
I'm in
a situation where I don't want to dress up ever.
Okay. You know what? I respect that. I respect it.
So you don't even dress up for your kids?
No, I don't. No. I just don't dress up. It's just not my thing. I don't mind Halloween, but I'm just not big into the dress up part of it.
It's fine. There is no age limit. I'm just going to go with that.
Yeah.
You don't just do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want. To make yourself happy. As long as you're not hurting anybody, who gives a crap? You know? That's it. All right. News time.
Bobby's Big Stories.
All right. The question is, what do your kids call your parents? Or what did you call your grandparents? Because they're talking about the names that most kids call their grandparents. Nana, number one. Grammy, Granny, and Gran as you go down the grandma names. So Nanny, Grammy, Granny, and Gran. Granny feels like mold, greasy granny.
Yeah.
I don't like granny that much.
My mom is called Granny.
Yeah, that's
because her name is Annie.
Makes sense because her name rhymes with.
Yeah.
And then for grandfathers, Papa was the most popular. Pop, pop, Pawpaw, and Pawpaw are also popular.
Oh, cool.
That's from Preply Survey. Amy, what did you call your grandparents? What do your kids call?
My grandma was Mama Chris, and my great grandma was Meemaw. And then my kids called my dad Papaw, and like his grandkids did. And then my mom was Marmy to my sister's kids.
Why?
I don't know. I think Adeline was my sister's first child, so she's the first granddaughter, and I think that's what she just settled
on. Named her?
So it was Marmy came out of her mouth, and so then the rest of my sister's kids just went with Marmy.
My grandma was just grandma.
Just grandma?
Really?
That was it. Well, I didn't have a lot of grandparents. Her husband, my grandfather, died when my mom was 8.
Mm.
So I never knew him. And then on the other side, I didn't know my real dad. I remember I met my grandpa Bob once when I was really young.
You had a grandpa named Bob? That's cool.
That's what I was named after.
Wow. Bobby.
Mm-hmm. And so, but I didn't know them. So it was all just, grandma was the only person. Lunchbox, what are yours?
I called mine grandma and grandpa, and grandma and grandpa. My kids call my parents grandpa and granny, and then my in-laws is Dee Dee and granddad. And Dee Dee.
Oh, Dee Dee got the old shaft there, huh?
No, Dee Dee picked that because she felt like grandma or something sounded old.
It does. I think that's the point of it, right?
Granny.
Right, that's the whole point. Like, it's so I mean, Dee Dee makes no sense.
No, I'm.
Although my mom was a grandma at like 45.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, that's, like those parents on 16 and pregnant.
Yeah.
They were. I mean, grandparents, it's the same 30s.
Thing. So my mom got pregnant with me at 15, had my sister when she was 19, I think. And so you got to think, when my sister had her first kid and she was like 21.
That is wild.
That's how we do it.
Where?
Small town, live in Arkansas. We do it. Eddie, you what? Anything different with Mexican culture?
Yeah, abuelito. Abuelito is my granddad.
Say that?
Yeah, but we would just shorten it by like abuelito.
Got it.
Abuelito, abuelita, that's what I called my grandparents, both sides. And then my kids, it's just all over the place. It's Papaw and Meemaw and Pompo and Ama.
Is it because the second two are Hispanic?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got it. I wish I had Hispanic grandparents.
We can bring you in.
Can I have yours?
We can adopt
please.
You.
Yes. Dig.com did a whole thing about the highest paid actor in history, not for a body of work, for one movie.
Has to be
Leo.
Where you get a share of it.
Keanu Reeves.
Matrix.
Pocketed $156 million from Matrix.
What?
Dang.
Bruce Willis made $100 million from the salary and box office royalties for The Sixth Sense.
Wow.
And Tom Cruise earned $100 million each for Top Gun Maverick, War of the Worlds, and Mission Impossible 2.
Dang, man.
That is so much.
I feel like when Tom Cruise signs a deal, he's in charge.
That is so, oh, yeah. That is so much. He doesn't sign a deal with you. You sign a deal with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Weekend unwinding. Health experts are saying to skip housework on Saturday and Sunday to truly get the benefits of a weekend.
Okay, no, because then
you got to do double on Monday.
Right. How do you get through the week if you don't tackle some of it on the weekend? No.
these health experts may have made.
I mean, I can settle on maybe one of the days or picking out a certain amount of hours on a day.
People who spend their leisure hours doing housework are more lethargic on Monday, and they don't give their bodies a chance to relax and get the proper amount of sleep.
Okay.
By going nonstop, this leaves you more susceptible to getting a cold or the flu from the Journal of Occupational and Healthy Psychology. I think if you're going to, like, straighten up the kitchen or do the dishes, you're not going to be more susceptible to getting the flu.
Right.
We're not doing a deep cleaning here.
Right.
We're just making sure everything's all right. A guy's arrested for renting $1 million in cars, washing the titles, and then reselling the cars.
Whoa.
Wild. He's been charged with 18 felonies. Like, how do you think you're going to get away with this? Or do people actually get away with it and we just don't know? But when I read this, I'm like, there's no way he would have got away with it. A California guy's been charged with all 18 of those felonies after his luxury rental car theft scheme fell apart. Kendall Clark stole over $1 million in cars by paying for a one-week rental. This is from the Riverside County District Attorney. However, he wouldn't return them when the owners reported the car stolen. They were told the cars were no longer in their name. The 25-year-old would then sell the cars to various dealerships in Riverside with forged or washed titles to show they've changed ownership. Some of the stolen cars, he didn't even take them to a different place. Like, you got to go to, like, a different city or a different country or drive to Mexico, parts, I don't know. You can't, like, give it to the guy down the road. These are luxury cars that people are going to recognize.
You can't rent them under your name.
Some of the stolen cars included a 2022 Chevy Corvette, 2015 Lamborghini Huracan.
That's not Hurricane?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Lamborghinis.
Huracan.
A 2017 BMW i8, and they go through it all. Luckily, all the cars have been returned to their owners. He's being investigated for other crimes as well. Yeah, no crap.
Mm-hmm.
From Yahoo. Skip the washing machine. Shower with your jeans on.
Okay.
The Levi's CEO says. Amy, your thoughts?
I mean, I also have heard the Levi's CEO say you should wash your jeans like once a year or something. So just... once a year, take a shower with your jeans?
While you likely have your own rhythm of washing them, separating the lights and darks can actually be something that hurts the jeans. You may even hear all these, like Amy mentioned, only wash once. But really, they say just shower with your jeans on.
But
how do you get your legs clean?
You get them off.
But then how do you get your legs clean?
Right.
Like,
I'm supposed to wash my butt. And jeans on.
That's not going to work for me, because when they're wet, trying to get them off is a pain, and then... then, yeah, you have to...
There's mud in them. It ain't coming out of there unless you, like...
I don't get it.
Unless... I don't want to ruin a loofah either.
Is he just trying to get us to talk about Levi's?
As taboo as it sounds, Burke says he will wear his gross jeans in the shower, soap myself down, and wash them.
Okay.
To keep them in shape, Levi's recommends washing them once every 10 wears, but says you can go even longer. If you want to opt for a spot clean, use a damp cloth or an old toothbrush with mild soap from KRON4.
Hmm.
Or just put them in the washer.
I'm actually wearing Levi's today. Hmm.
I won't wash them after a wear or two if there's nothing on them. If there's dirt or mud or something, of course.
You do the smell test, though, sometimes?
No.
Okay. You should.
But you can also put your jeans in the freezer.
Yeah, why?
I'm not doing that either, though.
But that will help release the odor.
I don't want popsicle smelling
that's
like
a great quote.
Well, I don't think that, like, it makes other foods smell like your jeans. It helps eliminate the odor. I don't know how it does it.
Terrifier 3 is in the works.
Oh, I'm not going.
And it'll be a Christmas movie.
No.
Well, you let our audience know what Terrifier 2 was.
There's Terrifier 1, and then Terrifier 2 came out. It's a horror film that was causing people to throw up when they were watching it in theaters because it's so disgusting. And so, for some reason, I had to go watch it last year.
Not for some reason, you lost the game.
Yeah.
We didn't just wake up one day and go like, Amy goes.
Well, I can't remember if it was the wheel or a game, but I had to go, and it was disgusting. I didn't throw up, but... it's so horrible. I don't even understand the point of these types of films.
The point is for it to just be horrible.
It's gruesome.
The novelty of that, yeah. But they're going to do it as a Christmas movie next.
I worry about the people that are coming up with it.
Check them.
Maybe.
Finally, from Fox 29, cops warn parents to look out for drug-infused Halloween candy. And it's not even that people are doing it on purpose sometimes.
They're accidentally...
What do you mean?
Well, because people don't want to give away their drugs.
Okay, this is expensive.
This is the crazy thing. You think if people go get drugs, they just want to hand it out to random kids?
That's a good point.
So, Pennsylvania police are warning parents to be extra vigilant about checking their children's candy after last year. There were a few times where they're like, I don't know if this is the problem. And it wasn't. They accidentally got mixed up and they put...
but how do you make that up?
Candies. Like gummy bears?
The wrappers looked identical because they do that as kind of a novelty thing.
Okay.
I think...
mm-hmm.
But they're like, just make sure. It used to be check for needles.
Yeah.
Now it's make sure they don't accidentally use their stash on you.
Dude, we took our candies to the hospital one time to get them x-rayed. Because that's what everyone said to do. The news said to do it. Yeah.
Like as a child?
Uh-huh.
We were freaking out over some crazy stuff.
Wow. I know.
And they ran it through the x-ray, or they say, hold on a second, we'll do it. And they came back out, and you're like, you're all clear.
There must no more candies. They took our candies. There must have been 100 people there scanning all the candies.
What?
Yeah, it was nuts.
What? I was assuming they just didn't even do it. Like, somebody just looked at the bag real quick, and they were like, here you go.
You're good.
You're good. Wow, that's from Fox 29. That's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big
Stories.
I did say that if someone gave me a video of an actual ghost on a Ring cam, I'd make them rich.
Yep.
I don't really know what that meant. I just kind of said it out there. And I still stand by it. If someone can prove that's a real ghost, that's so valuable of a video. One of our friends sent us a Ring cam.
Video.
And it looks more like a ghost than I've ever seen before from the stupid Ring cam video.
No, really? It's the craziest thing ever. And she, I didn't even remember you saying that. But then she was like, hey, pretty sure I heard Bobby say he'd
but
make...
But I have the video now, so I don't have to pay for it.
He'd make someone rich if they had a video of a ghost. And that is real footage from right outside her front door.
Can you pull it up and show the peanut get all your
food? What does it look like?
Dude, it's this little thing goes across the screen, and it's not a reflection.
Does it look like Casper? Does it look like...
It looks like a devil ghost.
Ooh.
You don't think it looks like a devil ghost?
It's wearing like a little white.
Well, she let us post this. It doesn't have her dress on there.
I'm sure.
Text her and make sure.
Let's see what we got here.
This Ring camera video, and I'm sure it's something like in the sky, some light flick. I don't know.
Oh, that's crazy. That is crazy.
I watched it three times trying to figure it out, trying to go like, okay, I got it. But it, like Morgan's, whenever an alien was outside of her Ring cam, it was water.
Those orbs were real.
No, that wasn't real.
That was water.
No, they were real.
Look at this.
Bones, this looks like a lantern.
No, I'm telling you.
Hovering.
That looks like a ghost.
Across the air.
Or like Iron Man mask. Like
floating through the sky.
No, I think the ghost, which you can't see, is holding the lantern going, ooh,
what do you think
across.
About that lunchbox?
It looks like like when you do those, the night out where you put
the lanterns?
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, the ones you light up and they go up.
Light the night.
That's what I'm talking about. Where you,
but it's not floating up. It's floating across.
It's floating across. Or someone has a fan out of the picture and they're blowing it. Like making, they set this up. Where they have a fan down the street.
Like, quite the work. It's from like 2 a.m. or something.
I never believed in ghosts till right this minute.
It's even got a little tail on
it. Will you ask her if I can post that?
Yeah.
You have to pay her?
If she says yes, well, I'm not going to make her rich.
Oh.
If she wants to be rich, I'm out.
Because it looks like a real ghost.
It looks like a real ghost. I want to post it on our social. I just got the all clear to post this video, so I'll post it on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. I don't believe in ghosts on Ring cams, but now I do.
It's spooky, man.
I don't believe in it at all, except for this one. I just can't explain it. I'm sure there's some scientific explanation. Looks like something's going across the screen. But give me a minute. After this segment, I'll load it up. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. So, a little announcement here. I want to do a double announcement. First of all, Lunchbox has something he'd like to say to us before we award the Employee of the Month award.
Oh, okay.
So, this is his personal message to all of us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to campaign for me to be reinstated to the Employee of the Month campaign because in the NFL, NBA, the commissioner can come in and overrule
a
suspension.
I'll listen to your case. I'll give you 30 seconds.
Okay. Because October, guys, was all about me. Without me, there was no show.
Wait, this is your speech. You can't do your speech. You just have to appeal to us letting you back in. You were fair and square eliminated last month.
Right. I was fair and square.
But you can't do your speech.
So why should you be let back in?
Why should you be... What happened that was wrong with the rules?
You weren't ready for that one.
No. I'm so confused. My case is
that you were so good in the month that you were eliminated.
Yeah, I was so good in the month. No.
That is the case.
That's not a case.
No. It is the case. I mean, literally, there would not have been a show without me. We spent 90% of the month of October talking about things to do with me and my ideas.
You were gone.
Sounds
I
high.
Was. 90% was no, high. That was the month before.
Oh.
Palette. I mean, where would we be without the palette? The palette was the entire month of October, all about it. Every day on the show, we talked about the palette.
I feel like we had to guide you there, though, because you didn't know what you were doing.
No. It guide, whatever you want to call it. It was all about me. Who brought the idea? Execution, everything.
We had to execute it.
You did? You went and got it? You, no, you found
we,
the place?
We paid.
Yeah, you paid. But
without our money, you could have
done
it.
Scuba Steve had to go get it.
And then I had to go get it.
I was sick the whole month before. We couldn't even get it for
that
a week.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you sure it was the month before?
No, it wasn't the month
before.
You were sick like 3 weeks ago.
I mean, guys, spill the tea voice changer. Who invented that segment?
I don't know.
Me.
You tell us.
Actually, I did, and I had Lunchbox record it first.
Wait, that was him?
No, wrong. I did it first. I did. I left
Mike,
it.
Mike, can you? I don't remember.
I will guarantee it.
You may tell me. Go ahead.
Pretty sure you came up with the voice changer.
Wrong again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, whatever.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
There's got
to
be a paper trail.
Yeah. I can paper trail it. Okay, I was the first one to do it.
No, he's not back in. Okay.
No, hold on. John Brennan from The Real World.
Yellow card, and if you get one more yellow card, you're banned for next month. You've been given a yellow card, which is just a warning.
Well, can I congratulate whoever's going to win?
That sounds nice.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate whoever wins Employee of the Month. Know that you're full of crap and you don't really deserve it, and you're really just second fiddle because I can't win, and
that's
you did
not
nothing
nice.
To deserve it.
Wow.
I've heard nice, not it.
I'm just telling you.
Okay. Well, let's do this, Employee of the Month. But before we get to it, I'm going to say we're changing this Employee of the Month to now Employee of the Quarter.
Good.
Wow. Oh, good. So now I'm back in.
No. You'll be in the Employee of the Quarter, but you're not back in this.
So we will take my month of October into account.
You were out sick for a quarter of it.
Nah.
You were.
But me being out a quarter of it still produced more content than these fools did the whole month.
I have no idea.
But you okay, great. Well, no, we start factoring it from today. Today's October 31st. Today forward. All right, here we go, guys. If you win Employee of the Month, you get to either spin the wheel and win some cash or do self-promotion or block someone from Employee of the Quarter.
I like that.
Who blocked him? I forget.
Morgan.
If somebody else wins it, they can block him again.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
She got taught a lesson.
The last Employee of the Month went to Morgan in September. She chose to block Lunchbox for October. Let's go here. Eliminated. Lunchbox can't even play. I did make some notes about him.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, nailed it.
he was sick.
He did win easy trivia.
Yep.
But he also missed a quarter of the month.
Like I said, more content than these fools brought.
Raymundo had some great...
Hold on. You skipped over everything.
That's it.
John Brennan from Real World was in here because of me?
No, actually, John Brennan, because I found a story to talk about how he was still going. And then, no, it wasn't because of you, just because you like Real World.
Exactly. So
but you didn't find the story and you didn't invite him up. I did.
But I'm sure a lot of people saw that story, but I'm the one that put it in the show prep doc.
Yes. Like, if it has anything to do with him,
wow.
Raymundo had some great one-liners, but, you know, not going to be you, buddy.
Dang it.
You did win the blank slate competition, though, you and Eddie, and that was good.
Baller.
Morgan, you're not going to repeat, but you had a great run as champion.
Dang.
Abby, not going to repeat either. So we have two people that are going to be up for it this year. Eddie and Amy.
Really? Here we go.
Oh, I didn't even think I was like in
the running. Yeah, I know. You and Eddie did nothing.
Oh. Whatsoever.
Eddie, what did you do this
week? You want to do your speech, Eddie?
I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm
Eddie, ready. Do your speech.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but I filled in for Lunchbox when he was out sick.
For a quarter of the month. Wow.
Not only did I fill in, I made all of his boneheads much better. I filled in for those. I won him an easy trivia game, which really launched him into the championship.
That's true.
And made him win the whole thing. So, guys, that's me, team player Eddie. That's what I do.
You also brought us about how you're a cool dad when you embarrass your kid. Picked him up as an Uber driver.
That's true.
Homecoming story.
You and myself wrote the Sonic jingle.
What?
Push the red button.
Yep. So that's why, Eddie, you're in the finals here.
Come on, man!
Because you guys wrote a
jingle.
Remember
when Lunchbox is like, I'm not coming in. I'm not even that sick. I'm just going to take another day.
We heard the seagulls in your phone calls.
And then, Amy, you want to read your story? Your letter? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I am not expecting to win Employee of the Month.
That's a good start.
I do feel, though, that we had a lot of content to give. Lunchbox was my partner in the blank slate playoff.
Are you
tournament.
Reading this or are you making it up as you go?
I have Employee of the Month, but okay. I couldn't remember the name of the tournament.
Got it. Go ahead.
And I do feel that negatively impacted me no matter what I did for the month. I would like to say if I did win, thank you so much for...
What are you reading?
Yeah. She's making it up.
Amy, you got nothing on there.
Are you holding up an email?
You've got nothing on there.
Let me see that.
That's
just
Employee of the Month.
Let me see it.
Read it.
Hand it to me. Hand.
It sounds like you've never read before.
I mean, right. You don't
or
know
she's
English?
She's making it up as she goes. Hand me the phone.
What is it, Bones?
She's making it up.
What is it? Grocery list?
This is from last month.
It's not from last month.
It's from like,
Read it, Buzz.
Three months ago. She's all good. That's funny. Okay.
Thank you, Amy.
She obviously had nothing. I am blank slate. Okay, some of the stuff that Amy did last year or last month, she told her story about her friend finding her boyfriend less attractive and finding out he hangs out all day in the house, and they both...
Oh, yeah, and they called
him
in.
Yeah, we got him on.
You should have put that on
there. Oh, yeah,
that's
good.
Someone dropped a note in her lap when Amy and I were flying somewhere together, and we brought in Aiden's family for a Make-A-Wish.
That's so good.
She shared how her credit card got stolen again. I think sometimes she gets scammed just for the show.
Yeah.
So good.
She's been very competitive in games. She defused Lunchbox during Blank Slate when he was about to explode. And, you know, she got really sick one morning, too, and came in anyway. And I was like, Amy, you don't have to come in.
Wow.
And she was puking all night. She was puking out of both holes.
Is that true, Amy?
Yeah, that's okay. It's the human body. We're okay with that. Your winner for Employee of the Month is Amy.
Oh! Even though she didn't have a speech. Good job, Amy!
The making speeches for this is cringe to me.
It is hard.
It's ick. Or as the kids say, right? Oh, did you want me to teach you something?
I probably already know.
PTL?
Spin the wheel.
PTL, do you know what it means?
No.
Okay.
This is why she's employed the month.
I learned this from Caitlin, your wife.
Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. PTL. So PTL,
that's
thank
where
you.
I learn everything too is
all,
Caitlin.
What are my options? Spin the wheel.
I don't even know.
Take money.
Spin the wheel or take money. Which one do you want?
Or ban Lunchbox again.
Or ban Lunchbox for a quarter.
That sounds fun.
I don't want to ban Lunchbox.
Okay, do you want to spin the wheel?
Yeah, I'll spin the wheel.
All right, there's as much money on the wheel, $50, $100. Spin the wheel times three. Here we go. One, two, three, spin the
wheel.
Amy.
Wow.
Today is my lucky day.
It is.
$100.
You didn't have a speech.
I mean,
you didn't
no
expect
one has ever hit $100 before.
What on earth?
Wow. Guys, I don't even... I am so thankful to be here today.
What? PTL.
Yay. PTL for sure.
PTL.
Wow, here's your $100.
Okay.
Wow. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then... maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but You know, somebody did, but St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Something felt a little shady yesterday. You were talking about going to New York. You and my wife went on a trip this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You're awfully weird about it.
Yeah.
No, stop being weird about it. I don't. It makes it.
I know. I was weird. Happened? I don't know why. I don't know why it was weird. Nothing was
weird.
You're
even looking off to the side while you're talking.
What did you guys do? Because both of you are like, oh, who knows what we did? Like, what's happening?
Nothing.
Here?
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I know that I was weird, but I don't know why.
What?
Why are you weird right now?
Because you're making it even more of a thing. It's not.
What did you guys do? Did you guys go to a club? Did you guys meet some dudes?
No. Mm.
What happened? Give me a couple stories.
We almost died. I did. She would not die. She's very, nervous, prepared, thinks worst case scenario.
Okay.
I do not.
Why? What happened?
At our hotel in the middle of the night, the fire alarm went off. And our rooms were across from each other. And I'm like, what is that noise? So I open the door in the hallway. I'm barely even, eyes open. Caitlin's already in the hall with her shoes on, purse on, headed to the elevator to figure out what is going on, or the stairs or whatever. And I was like, okay, cool. Text me. Let me know.
What time was
it? We need. It was 3 a.m.
Oh.
And I said, okay, text me.
So you stayed in the.
Yeah, because I didn't think. My brain is like, this is not real. It's not happening. And her brain is, this is very real. Something bad is happening. And I need to go take care of it or save myself, figure it out. And so I was like, hey, let me know. So she went and she figured out and she came back. She was like, okay, false alarm. I was like, cool. Good. I thought so, but
so
I didn't know.
If there would have been a fire,
she would have been
a shooter.
Yeah, which that crossed her mind.
Wait.
And I was like, that never crossed my mind, not even once.
The only thing that crossed your mind was accident? Somebody accidentally pulled it or something?
Yeah, which is what happened. They were having a party in one of the rooms at our hotel, and they had smoke machines because of a Halloween party.
Uh-oh.
And they have smoke machines in a hotel room.
Yeah, that's going
and
hard.
Not in a hotel room, in one of the party rooms.
Okay,
ball.
Like a ballroom. That makes sense.
Yeah,
then.
It wasn't okay. A hotel that had a ballroom, but I guess a room you can have a party in. And they had smoke machines.
Okay, and that's the only real story that you have?
I mean, I feel like that's how you realize, you know, there's two types of people in this world.
No, I know. It's just you've been awfully weird about this trip.
Did you guys go to the party?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they were already in bed and the party was still going on. Tells you about their life.
Yeah, we were not. Yeah, we didn't do it.
I don't know if you did or
she's
didn't.
Really
what
weird.
Else could there be?
I don't know. Both
food,
of you guys are up to something.
Walking.
So what else happened? Any other stories from New York?
Not that I can think of. Is there one?
See...
She just sounds
guilty. I have audio of the alarm.
Okay, let's hear that.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? This is your fire and life safety director. We are investigating the source of the alarm. It appears to be a false alarm. We apologize for it.
But that's the false alarm.
Well, because I didn't have time to record it when it was actually really happening. It was when I was waiting for her to text me to tell me what was going on. So I had my phone out, and then I was like, oh, false alarm.
What happened with the housekeeper there in the hotel? Did they break one of your things?
Oh, yeah, I had a candle.
Was it yours?
Broke it. Yeah, it was mine.
You travel with a candle?
Yeah, what in the world?
No, I got it there.
Oh, okay.
I got it there.
You travel back with a candle?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you had the candle out?
Like I had burning? Two candles. No, they were in the jars with their lids on. And then I got a knock at the door. And I thought, and it said housekeeping. And I said, oh, I'm good. And they said, no, we really need you to answer the door. And I was like,
Amy's like, just text me later if it's something important.
So then I go and they hand me a card with my name on it, and I opened it up, and it was a note from housekeeping apologizing for breaking one of my candles, and that I could take the card to the front desk, and they would reimburse me for whatever the candle cost.
So you can make up the candle cost?
When I checked out, they subtracted that from my bill. They didn't even ask for. They didn't ask for a receipt.
That's a $200 candle.
I said the real price of the candle.
You didn't inflate it at all?
But the. You see, the candle was given to
me. Okay, don't do the you see.
But
no, but still, that's how much it costs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if I want to go replace the candle, that's how much it would be.
And pain and suffering, mental anguish.
What would you have done? What would you have charged them for it?
Oh, at least $100. Tell them it's a one of a kind, rare. How would they know?
Yeah.
$100 at least.
Yeah, he didn't, trust me, he didn't ask. He just looked at the card and I said, oh, they said, he said in here, he goes, okay, how much? And I told him and then he took it off. I was like, okay.
And that's all. From the story, there's nothing suspicious.
Can't really think of anything else.
Okay, this is how someone answers.
Yep, when they're hiding something.
I mean, I didn't even remember about the. I mean, you probably know more than I do.
What do you mean by that? Amy, were you like?
Did guys come up and try to hit on you guys?
No.
Yeah, right.
No, they thought we were a lesbian couple. I promise you.
Wait, what were you guys doing?
So somebody said that.
Were you guys? That's what they did. She doesn't want to tell us.
Oh my gosh.
No. Yeah, she was very sure to say, oh, her room across the hall. Like,
and she was like, what I remember was.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is not over. Because something's weird happened and I don't know what it is.
Okay. It's fine.
What's fine?
Whoa.
What's fine?
We're going to go back though.
Okay.
What?
Let me play. Hold on. We'll be back.
Coming up. Tell me something good.
Yeah. A guy had a goal to walk 360 miles to raise some money. The guy got hurt. The guy kept walking. It ends up being a great story, but something similar happened to Eddie when he had to walk from West Virginia to Tennessee.
That's right.
It's a great story. I want to get to it. And, of course, Eddie's going to brag about himself, too, coming
out. For sure.
It's relatable.
You brought it up.
It's in our positivity segment called Tell Me Something Good.
Happy Halloween.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Atlanta, Georgia. Susan was on vacation when she gets a call from her neighbor. Says, hey, did you hire someone to tear down your house?
Oh, I saw this story. It's unbelievable.
And she goes, no, what are you talking about? Oh. She goes, well, some company just came and tore down your whole house and they're hauling it away.
We talk about this sometimes. Because it's so crazy that every time it happens, we bring it up. It's like a doctor cutting off the wrong arm or them knocking a house down that's the wrong house.
It shouldn't happen.
But I'd rather have my house knocked down than my arm.
I'd have to think about it, though.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Depends how big your house is.
Yeah. And all your stuff.
Depends how old I am, too. If I'm like 83, take the arm, you know?
Okay, good point.
But I know. Seriously, though, I hear you. Yeah. But that sucks. So what happens?
After being confronted, the worker said, oh, yeah, we do have the wrong address.
You checked the paperwork.
Hold on, let me look this here. Okay, 3-2. You're never going to believe this.
Huh. My bad. That's on me.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Oh, that's awful. So what happens? I guess insurance has to buy him a new house?
It says she's still trying to figure out what she's going to do next. That's why she went to the news.
Seven on your side, better get to work. You know what I'm saying?
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Hope you guys have a happy, a safe Halloween. Eddie wants to know why Lunchbox is acting weird. Like, what's going on?
It was strange. It was the other day. He came in and he had sanitizer wipes or whatever, like Clorox wipes, wiping everything down. A little bit of my space, his area, his microphone, his computer. And I'm like, what's happening?
Like, I get it, but he is the one that's been sick.
Right.
Wrong. Your Reed was sick and he sits at my microphone. And so I had to wipe it down.
Yeah. I get that. It's fine. Look, good for you.
Did you wipe down everybody's stuff after you had been sick here?
I wasn't sick here.
You've been sick here like 80 times. I was gone. 100 days.
No. I was gone for like a week, so I wasn't sick around you. So.
No, I just mean in general. Like, you're sick all the time.
No, I don't wipe other people's stuff down, but when someone is sick that sits at my seat, I felt like I should wipe it down so I don't get sick since he infested my area.
But here's what's weird, though. His area is so dirty.
But sure. And also, Reed had food poisoning. I don't know if that's contagious. It's like what Amy had.
Not what I was told. I was told he had a fever, so
no,
wiped it down.
He got better too quick. It was food poisoning. Because he was like bad, and then he was good. You don't get good that quick.
Because Amy got good one morning. I was like, she's like, I've been throwing up all night. I was like, well, don't come in. She goes, no, I think I'll be good in an hour.
And then I was.
Like, are you sure? She was like, yes. And then she came in.
Wow.
And rocked it. That food poisoning is the worst while it's happening, but at least you know there's an end in sight. But Eddie's never had it.
Never had food poisoning.
It's so weird.
I mean, I've had like, you know, a rumbly tummy where it's like, ooh, I got a little pain, but not like that.
And it's not you really getting poisoned. It's your body reacting to something.
That is poisoning
that, well.
It always does sound like somebody poisoned your food.
Well, that's what it's called.
Because it's saying, get out of here.
Like spoiled or some bacteria or something that made you.
But I've gotten food poisoning from eating like a vegetable medley and a bag of Kit Kats at the same time. Like sometimes it can mix terribly in me, and I'll vomit. I'll just vomit. Like,
really?
That's food poisoning. That sounds like you being an.
It is. No, it is.
Food combo reaction.
Absolutely. Okay. Or I can eat bad fish or something that is sour. Okay. But if you're just
fish, I get. But lettuce with a Kit Kat.
That's on you, dude.
It is for sure.
It's called a lettuce wrap, man.
For sure. But it's like food poisoning is when your body has to get rid of whatever food's inside of it, and your head's killing you, and you're sweating, and you're vomiting. But then as soon as it's out of your body, you start to just whoop back to normal.
Well, but yeah, and then you're likely never going to eat that food again, whatever it is.
I still like vegetable medleys and Kit Kats, if I'm being honest with you. Hope you guys have an awesome Halloween. We will see you tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody. Bobby Bones Show. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.